Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I love my hat. Anybody in the chat who doesn't like my hat can go to hell. Be jumping into the pool tonight with his hat after two tickets to Blowout City. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQM. Countdown to kickoff is coming your way at 3 o'clock today as we get you ready for Canes and Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl. We're going to give them a gift basket, all right. Gift basket of ass kicking. Get to your headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. And if you guys missed it, we had Omar Kelly early in the program as the news was breaking through all this. We're going to bring that to you later on this hour. And check that on out. Dade Sousa is going to hand him a gift casket. That's a point.
That's dark.
It's not dark.
It's proper. Point for you.
Proper amount.
It is proper for this, right?
It is. Him and Mezador getting after it today. Cannot wait. The news of the day, obviously, is Mike McDaniel. He got let go as Miami Dolphins head coach. Been talking about it all show. This Giannis, though, all right? Can I just say something real quick?
All right, get it out of your chest, man.
So I was reading this interview. He did an interview with Sam Amick, apparently.
Great reporter.
He's a great reporter. Very credible. And apparently yesterday after the Bucks lost to the Warriors, he was talking about the the trade rumors that are around him, right? And he was walking to the bus. And he was asked if the trade deadline before February 5th, if this was, you know, going all right. And he says, there will never be a chance and there will never be a moment I will come out and say, I want a trade. He goes, that's not in my nature. Okay. It's like, all right, dude. Well, fine. You finally said it. Good for you. And he's out here and he's like, he's trying to make things, everything's cool. Everything's status quo here. We're all trying to make this happen. And he said, so I've been around you and your team for a few days, talking to people in your mindset. I want to share my opinion and you have to tell me if I'm off or not. It feels like there's no chance you're going anywhere before February 5th. He says, what's February 5th? The trade deadline. The way you've been talked about in your situation, the only way you're going to get traded is if you decide in the next few weeks you are done. And you have to make a statement that you want out. I'm not getting that energy from you at all. Is that fair? 100%. I think I've answered this question a lot of times. I'm not throwing a knock at you, but I keep saying that conversations are going to happen between other people and third parties is something that I can't control. I can't control what you're going to say to an agent. I can't control what comes. I can only control what comes out of my mouth. And then not one time have I shown that I'm not invested in this team. And by the way, who said he's not invested in the team? I'm sure when he goes out there, he's not dogging. He's not pulling the Jimmy buckets. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe that interview, that injury was a little bit fishy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Great timing.
You know, great timing. I don't know what to tell you.
Right after his managers went up to Milwaukee's front office and said he had to be traded.
He said, Giannis doesn't want to be there. I want you to pinpoint that. There's never been an interview where I said that. So I don't know why people discredit what I say. Like, even when your article comes out, people say, yeah, but, sorry, dude. You're the one who keeps flip-flopping all the time in every single place. He said, I wanted to see if you're willing, comfortable to say, listen, I'm not going anywhere. He says, I am not going anywhere. I'm invested in the team. I'm going to turn this team around. I want to play good basketball. I want to be healthy. I want to help my teammates. I want to give, I want to win games. The last six games we played, that I've played, were 4-2. We've got a lot of games in front of us. I'm locked the bleep in. My priority is just staying healthy. He says, the way your situation has been framed in the next few weeks before February 5th, you have to decide whether you want out. Am I hearing correctly? You've decided? As of today, you know how they say the thing about your significant other or your wife, you always have to say, as of today. What does that mean? Yes, it was a very simple yes or no, Giannis. Yeah, as of today.
It's consistent. He's being consistent what he said. He's like, you know, I never say I want to leave now, but who knows what happens in 6-7 months. I might have I'm human. I can change my opinion.
Yeah. It's always his out. It's always his out, you know?
What, that he's a human?
Yeah, he's out. He's a human. We're all human. We're all human. You could always have that out there. Right now, I am committed. Not 100%, but 1 million percent to my teammates, to my craft, to this team, to the city. 1 million percent. I don't look right. I don't look left. I only look at the next game, which is the Lakers. I want to win that game. I want us to stack wins before the All-Star game and get ourselves back in the race. What are we, 11th? This is nowhere near we want to be. That's the only thing that's on my mindset. So, but you're planning to be here for through the end of the season. My plan is to be here the rest of my career. If they don't want me, okay, but you're the one in charge. Let's be real. I'm not the one in charge. I am an employee. The guy says, no, you're not. I'm not letting you get away with that. I'm just being real with you. Look, I have a family office where I have employees who work for me, people who run my whole life, business, day-to-day, investment, real estate, all that stuff, blah, 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 because I'm the boss. But on the court, I can only control what I can control. I'm not in charge. Somebody writes my check. This guy, I'm so done with it. It's enough.
No, you're not.
No, it's enough. It's enough. I'm sick of
no,
it.
No, you're not.
He's sick of it. He's had enough.
I'm sick of it.
Today.
I'm sick of this. You're
right. He's just doing the. Giannis pulled the Tobin on Tobin.
Just the okie doke, dude. The okie doke, dude.
What's the samurai? What is it?
Semantic Samurai.
Semantic Samurai.
That's what he is. He's the Semantic Samurai.
And who's the king Semantic Samurai?
Not me, dude. I say it like it is.
Semantic Samurai.
Crazy, dude. Anyway. It's wild. But, yeah, everything's kind of settled down right now with this whole thing. It was a whirlwind day, obviously, today with the news of Mike McDaniel. Barry Jackson says on Twitter, he says, I would expect the Dolphins GM decision by Saturday, if not sooner, from my understanding. They will then begin to interview multiple candidates for coach. All right. That's where we're at with that. You think Mike McDaniel, think we find out Mike McDaniel gets any interviews today? Like, does anybody hop on that train right away? Or do they let it settle? Do you think they let him grieve? Or do you think he takes time like John Harbaugh?
They're not taking time.
John Harbaugh signs probably a 2-week vacation, bro.
Probably.
And just waiting to see what the rest of the playoffs happens to see maybe, you know, if Buffalo decides they want to let go of Sean McDermott.
Well, they made it seem like when John Harbaugh got fired, they made it seem like every team in the league was like, what?
Yeah, they said like, what, six teams?
Yeah.
Six teams with a coaching vacancy, and then there was another team that had a coach.
Yep. And so now it's like if he lets the dust settle a little bit, he's like, just let everybody know I'm going to go to Miami. You know, it's in the bag. Ross knows it's in the bag. We made this whole McDaniel thing look good. We knew what it was. I'm best friends with Troy Aikman. That's why he hired him.
I mean, you got to understand. Once Aikman made those comments in that Monday night game, and then you find out he's going to be part of the hiring.
Yeah, he crushed him. Whether he was in the fold or not, like
they
the fact
he was
that
already 2 weeks prior, he was in the fold 2 weeks before.
So if he was in the fold and he did that, dude, that was basically him reciting your obituary as a coach. That's what that was. So I don't know. D Sizzle says Mike McDaniel in Buffalo would be fantastic. Josh Allen would be in hell. I just wanted just one meeting. Let's see how it goes for him. He goes, man, this guy yammers a lot. It's enough already. Crazy. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.